September 29th, a teacher's tangible influence. When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. I remember my neighbor across the road who took me under her loving influence, Jan Davis, the lady who not only helped me master some sewing projects, but tucked a Bible verse into the pocket of one of the Western suits she custom designed for me. I found it just before I went to present my speech in the National Miss High School Rodeo Pageant. I was 15. I remember Ms. Lee Cockrell, my high school language arts teacher. I took every class she taught, hung on her every word, and blossomed under her infectious enthusiasm for great literature and proper grammar. She was energetic in the classroom and genuine between the bells and out in the halls. I truly felt loved by her and respected her immensely for her dedication and creativity. She is the one teacher that instantly comes to my mind when I think of the educator who impacted me the greatest and for the longest time. And then there was that one PE teacher, and I can't even remember his name. It was spring, and our soft and unfit class was commissioned to run around the track. In an entirely uncommon scenario, I came across the line ahead of the pack, and he commented positively on my setting the pace. Now, honestly, there is little that I want to remember about junior high and high school gym classes. For the most part, I have strategically blocked those awkward memories. I was not a track athlete. I dreaded locker rooms and competitive snobbery from those who had no clue how much more effort I had to extend to do what came easily for them. My unique athleticism was exhibited not so much on the court or around a track, but from atop a horse, flying around barrels or through a pole pattern. I won rodeo contests in the running as well as the roping events. My equine partners and I could bolt from 0 to 40 miles per hour while I swung a 28-foot four-strand poly rope in lasso formation, nailing my target round about the small and bobbing head of a 250-pound calf zigzagging at high speed to the other end of the arena. And I amassed 4 saddles, countless trophies, buckles, and crowns, and state titles for those efforts. It took guts and skill and agility in my chosen sport, the likes of which most of the, shall we say, city girls in my high school wouldn't have dared. But on their turf, I was nothing. Until that moment when that high school coach spoke those brief but encouraging words to me in front of all of them. And I felt fast and finessed and unstoppable. Now, to all of you teachers back in full swing in the classroom, always keep in mind that you might be the only one that your students hear cheering them to success, believing in their untapped abilities or calling them to stretch. One man put it this way, always be aware that what comes out of your mouth today will ring in someone else's head 20 years from now. For me, it's been nearly 40. Never discount the power of a few well-timed and encouraging words. This is Brenda Black. May God bless teachers as we swing the gate closed for today.